tried to cut these corners, tried to take the easy way out. I kept on falling short of something. I could have gave up then, but then again I couldn't have, cause I've traveled all this way for something. I take it in, but don't look down.
Cause I'm on top of the world, hey.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth. Oh, I can't believe how great our city is. People like Christy Barse, they're taking time to chat with us about what is going on in their world of the city. And Christy, as you know, is the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. And you are in touch, I know, Christy, with lots of businesses. So first of all, thank you. And let's personally talk. How are you doing?
We're doing okay. Thank you for the call. And I will just have to warn everyone that I am practicing social distancing, as well as our staff. So I am working from home. And if you hear kids screaming in the background, that's why. So just forewarning there. But no, we're doing okay. Lots of information changing hour to hour. So we're really just staying in communication with the Minnesota Chamber and the U.S. Chamber, and trying to get our local businesses resources as quickly as possible. So that's what I've been focused on the last week.
Oh, I bet. So is that how you get your information? Is it pushed down? But do you certainly have the ability to do what you want to do on a local level, or how does that work?
Yeah. So actually, I will first of all say that our elected officials at all levels of government have been absolutely fantastic, and I've been in communication with Senator Bigham and Representative Juergens almost every other day, and fielding questions, and they've been extremely responsive, and same at the local level with Mayor Mary and city council members. So yes, we get a lot of information from the Minnesota Chamber because they are working directly with Governor Waltz right now. And so we get timely information prior to it being released, which has been really nice. The Minnesota Chamber also has a little bit more in the way of resources, so they've been able to do recorded webinars, and then they pass that on to us at the local chambers who are members of the Minnesota Chamber, and we can share that with our members.
I bet that is really beneficial for you, so it does keep you connected, because I think as we begin to socially distance ourselves from people, there is that fear of being isolated, but
yeah.
You've got to stay connected with not only, you know, people, but certainly you with different businesses, and I'm glad you have your group of fellow chambers to chat it up with.
You're so right, and we did, you know, right after the recommendation to distance yourself 6 feet and not be in groups of more than 10 people came about, we did invest in the platform Zoom, and so in fact, I had my chamber board meeting via Zoom this morning, and it works pretty slick. But we've been using that to stay connected with members of the DBA, members of the city council, and we'll be using it for committee meetings moving forward, too. So it is, you're so right. It's really important that even though we can't be with each other in person, that we are staying connected through these other platforms that are out there.
So what are some of the things that you're working with different organizations on? Because, you know, for a lot of people, it seems like their own business has just kind of come to a screeching halt.
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of things that we've done at the Hastings Chamber. So we do have a business resource page on our website. The website is hastingsmn.org, and you can access the link right from the homepage. And so we've been posting any of the Minnesota Chamber webinars. Just recently posted one on navigating the financing options for small businesses that are out there, because those are changing rapidly. It also has any information on the SBA loans that businesses can apply for, the new emergency fund that the state just granted. So that's being updated almost at an hourly rate right now. And then we did create a Facebook group. It's called Hastings businesses band together, just as another opportunity for our local businesses to stay connected and share resources and support. So that's out there. And then I was pleased to be invited to a joint City Council and HEDRA meeting that happened last Monday to talk about some of the economic impacts that we are anticipating due to COVID-19. And what came out of that is a task force, an economic development task force, made up of City Council members, HEDRA, the City Community Development Department, and the Chamber. And I was pleased we had our first meeting late last week, and that group has, first of all, recommended that the HEDRA loan payments be deferred for any businesses that have payments coming up, that sign-in ordinances be lenient, so our restaurants who are offering curbside pickup or drive-through are able to have that sandwich board out there. And then third, the task force recommended that the city set up a pandemic relief fund. So that hasn't happened yet, but those were the recommendations that came out. So those, yeah, that's what we've been doing on a local level, and I've just been really trying to connect with as many of our members out there just to ask what they need and how we can help. And, you know, as I'm sure you know, because things are changing so quickly, it's hard to know what the need is right now because everyone's just sort of holding their breath and wondering what the next announcement is going to be from our state and federal
exactly officials. And I know that a lot of the restaurant businesses in town have really banded together.
Yes.
That's a positive. What can you say about them, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, I think it's good for us to remember that many of these local restaurants are, so A, family-owned, so they don't have the resources of a corporate entity, and B, they're not used to doing delivery and curbside pickup, so this is a whole new business model that they had to create within hours. And I think that they're doing an absolutely fabulous job, and a couple of resources out there for residents looking to support their local restaurants with curbside pickup and delivery. The Chamber has a site with all of our members that are offering curbside pickup and delivery. There is also a Facebook group out there that was created by some of the local restaurants, a Hastings restaurant curbside delivery, that restaurants can post their menu, they can post their hours as they change rapidly. And then I believe Hastings now also has a pretty comprehensive list of our local restaurants offering curbside pickup and delivery. And I think it's really important for residents to remember that 10 days without revenue coming in the door can be just absolutely devastating for a small business. And, you know, if we can't support our restaurants by dining in, I would just encourage people to order that takeout or to purchase gift cards, so that we can support our local restaurants while they're being forced to be closed. That's, and for good reason, but
right.
It's out of their control, and those are just two things that we can do to help.
You know so many of the businesses in Hastings very, very intimately, and I would assume that you see firsthand how awful this is, especially for small businesses.
Yeah, I've had some, I won't lie, I've had some heartbreaking calls. But you know what? I am so incredibly impressed with the creativity that I'm seeing and the willingness for our local businesses to share resources with their once competitors so that everyone is staying afloat and staying positive. One really creative idea that came out is, you know, United Promotions created a online fundraiser for our local restaurants. And this not, so you can go onto this website, and I don't have it in front of me, I apologize, but it is on a resource page, and you can purchase a sweatshirt or a t-shirt, you can donate, or you can purchase gift cards to local restaurants, and a good portion of those proceeds will go back, it's split between all of our local restaurants. So this is not only keeping workers employed at United Promotions, but it's also a great way to support our local restaurants. So that's just one example of the creative ideas that we're starting to see come out of the private sector. And we've been relying so much on information from the public sector, and our elected officials, as I said, have been doing such a great job with that. But the private sector is now starting to band together and come up with some of these creative ideas that they can support each other.
You know, I think that is so true. I've interviewed some of the people also that have small businesses, restaurants in particular. And Jen from Carboni said to me, she said it in as part of the interview, you know, if you get sick of pizza, a lot of our fellow restaurants in town are serving different meals. And again, I think that's just so sweet how everybody is banding together. That's a positive thing that we're seeing. And I agree with you. I think that the people, the leadership of Hastings has really done a great job of getting information out there and giving us many resources. And there are positive things if we look for them. What else can we do as our as the listeners? I mean, what can we do to make things better?
I think staying positive is really, really important. And I, you know, you can, a couple things that you can do while practicing social distancing. You can call and order gift cards from these businesses that are being forced to close. And that's, not just restaurants, but, I'm sure that your salons would be, would welcome gift cards and, you know, maintaining your gym membership even when, those gyms are being forced to be closed. Those are all things that we can continue to do to support our local businesses. You can go online and you can write a positive review on a local business Facebook page.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, or, you know, write a positive review on their Google page, or simply email them and say, hey, this is I miss you, and this is what I miss about you, and they can put that information on their testimonial page on their website. And you know, as you, if you do some of these things like purchase gift cards or curbside pickup, take a picture of you and your family enjoying it, or and get it out there just to keep reminding people that even though these businesses are closed right now, we can, there are other ways to support them. So just a couple things that top of mind that we can all do. And and again, I think it is very important that we listen to our legislative leadership, and we do practice social distancing, and we stay safe, and we wash our hands, and we try not to get consumed by, there's a lot of information floating out there, and it's easy to get consumed and bogged down, and so I think staying positive, focusing on the right information, and then listening to the warnings that are out there from our legislative leadership are all very important too.
Those are important. So let's talk about it as from a mom standpoint of view. How are you doing with the kids?
It's been interesting. I will tell you that. I have perfected my nerve shot, so that's a bonus.
Wow, you never would have done that working on Vermilion Street.
I know. You know, I am very lucky that we have such great teachers in this community. And when I was able to reach out to my oldest son is in third grade, and I just needed some extra help for planning lesson plans. I don't do this every day, obviously, and she was extremely responsive. And so it's been interesting to juggle, but we're getting through it. And I feel very supported by the school district, I will say that.
I agree with you. I got calls yesterday from the high school and the middle school, you know, asking really simplistic questions like, does your child have access to the internet? I mean, they really cared. It wasn't an email. It was an actual phone call. And I was very, very impressed by the real consideration and, you know, the love for the students that comes through.
Absolutely. Same thing. I will say there is another Facebook group out there too. I know we've been talking a lot about Facebook. There is a community resource page for Hastings residents, and there's a lot of good articles that are being shared on there about how to talk to students, how to support your local businesses, because this is new territory for all of us. And so just another opportunity to connect with residents as we're all navigating working from home and talking to our kids about why they're not at school and supporting our local businesses.
So have businesses turned to you for help?
I have received a lot of emails from those businesses affected by the executive order to close for 10 days. So I've heard from a lot of our smaller gyms, a lot of restaurants, just asking questions about applying for the SBA loans, you know, getting links to unemployment insurance for some of their employees. So, yeah, so I've been hearing from those businesses a lot.
How is the rest of your staff doing, please?
They're doing well. So we implemented social distancing last Tuesday. So our office is closed to the public, but we are answering emails, and I do have my cell phone listed on the website. So we are able, lucky for us, we're able to do a lot of our work remotely. We can send emails to members, access our database, post on social media. We can do all of that from home. And because we now have Zoom, we're able to do weekly staff meetings and check-ins. So it's definitely tough. It feels like it's been 6 months since I've seen them. It's only been a week. But it's working out. We're making it work.
And I think that attitude is what everybody has to have, because we have to make it work.
Exactly. You're right.
Anything else you want to tell our listeners, please?
No, I really appreciate what KWA is doing to get timely information out there and to connect with members in the community that can provide helpful resources. So I really appreciate the call. And any businesses out there that is looking for additional information and resources, that page is open to all local businesses on our website. So just hastingsmn.org, and the link to business resources is right on the homepage. Stay positive, everyone. We're going to get through this.
No kidding, Christy. Thank you. Well, you're the perfect person to be the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau during this tough time, because I know how positive you are about everything. Thanks for all you do for the community, and we will definitely check out your hastingsmin.org page. And if anybody has any questions for businesses, I know they could certainly contact you.
Absolutely.
We're all in this together. Tell your businesses that we chat with. KDWA has their back.
I will. Absolutely. We
Excellent.
Are all in this together. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.